Thanks, Mark.
Beautiful. Yep.
With that, recording, right? We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's 6:08 p.m.
Thanks, Mark. Pledge of Allegiance.
Mark.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order, and it's a special meeting. Right now, it's the Derby Cultural Commission here. Susan Schroeder here. Ian?
Here.
Okay. And we have guests with us tonight, both in person and on Zoom. I don't know if you could see everybody, but it's going to be a good meeting. And everybody can stay, doesn't have to cut out early. Did everybody complete the sign up list? Okay, so what we'll do is just go around the room and introduce ourselves. As people know, tonight is a very first meeting of our planning for the Derby 350th birthday celebration to be held, should be on May 25th, 2025, or there about that time. And this is the very first planning meeting, and we expect many meetings. And we have the agenda. It was, it's offered on our Cultural Commission page and on the city website, and everyone here has a copy. So with that, we're gonna go around the room and introduce ourselves real quick for people. And right now, before we do that, we're showing, I see Town Clerk Mark and Dawn, there you are, you did come. And then our esteemed mayor, Tom Lionetti, and Karen Kemesis, anyone know the name?
Kemesis.
Okay, welcome everybody. And we'll go around the room, starting with me, Susan Schroeder, Cultural Commission.
Fran Puppy.
Class of 75.
Laurel Vic Domino, class of 75.
Class
of
76,
Mark Anthony.
Class of
76,
Roger.
Don Hebert, Senior Center.
Okay. Ian Schroeder, class of what, 2015? Probably.
You're into it. I like it.
The person from the East End, could you just say their name, because you can't hear.
Alan Niper.
Yeah, you got that one? Al Niper. Got it? Okay, I guess we'll have to speak up because a lot of times it's an issue. So that's really great, and we could have more people. We're not sure. Actually, because we really were, the Cultural Commission was approached by a couple entities, Derby East End Hose Company for one, because it will be their 75th birthday in 2 years when we celebrate our 350. So Alan very much has a lot to add to our agenda and to our whole entire process. And then the Elks, the Derby Elks Lodge 574, is it? They will be celebrating their 125th anniversary in 2025. So it meant a lot to them to be part of this planning committee. I think tonight they have a special election, or there's something going on really special with the Elks, so they couldn't be here. But I know they'll continue to support us. So that is definitely who we would be expecting, if anyone else. And so with that, we'll continue.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Yes.
The Elks Lodge is 571.
Okay, thank you. 571. I wonder what I've been writing, Mark. Have I been writing 574? Okay. Yeah. We live and we learn. All right. So now public portion as it relates to the agenda. And the agenda is, everyone's got a copy. Okay, so we're actually opening up the public portion, the entire meeting, which is unusual. Typically, we'll hold it for the very the portion before new business and old business. But this is a type of meeting that requires everybody's participation throughout, so feel free. Although we will be sticking to the agenda, now would be a good time to ask any questions or add anything before we really get started.
Okay, so, Sue?
Yes.
Sue, can I just jump in real quick? All right. I got Fran there representing the mayor's office, so she'll be taking the notes and anything that we need. I just really happy that everybody is here tonight, and I'm very excited about Class of 75 in the Elks Club. I didn't realize that they were all coordinating with our the celebration, so that's going to be excellent. Unfortunately, I'm at another function. I just stepped out for this, and Fran will fill me in on it. I'm looking at the fundraising part of it and a bunch of other stuff. I'm big on fundraising, so I love to help out and all that. So, but I really, once again, thank everyone for stepping up, and let's have a great 350.
Thank
and
you.
Also, and one more thing that's coming up too, and I'm just going to throw this out there, that the old Fratelli's is opening up again. And I talked to Mike Hillis, and he's looking at skim coating the whole side of that building. So if you're looking from City Hall down to the old Fratelli's, that whole wall is going to be open. And so I'm looking at the MLK is looking to do a Martin Luther King mural and also commemorate several of our prominent Bassett and some other prominent residents. Also, he wants to put his on there, and also he wants to do a 350 on there. So just to give you the heads up, that's a couple of little things that I could inject into this meeting. And like I said, Franny will get me all the information, and I apologize, I got double booked, but I will, I'm totally for this, and anything you guys need, please let me know.
Thank you. That's very positive, Mayor.
Okay.
Thank you. Awesome.
Have a productive meeting, and I will see you guys around.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Good night.
Take
that
care.
That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, if we're looking at the agenda right now, and yes. Hi, Jack. Yes. Okay.
I just want to give an update on something to do either way. That's not calling the Old Birmingham signing project.
We can't hear Jackie at all.
Thanks. Intermission. Yes.
Okay. I was here for the 300th and the 325, and they were fantastic, particularly the 300th. I don't think this is going to be, as big as that, because it's 300 and 400, but 350 is kind of in between. But as great as those events were, they didn't leave a lasting legacy other than the time capsule, okay? There's nothing left from that, unless you have a book or whatnot. And I was thinking of this, this particular anniversary is gonna be doubly important for Derby. I'm not gonna go into all the details because Roger can give you that. You just have to look across the street and see Derby is gonna be quite different in a few years. But all the original history is here. Can't see it. There's no markers. We've lost that history. So we started a project that kicked off officially on May 13th this year with the installation of four historic plaques around town. And the idea is over the next 2 years, periodically, we'll be installing upwards of 25 or 30 historic plaques stuck on buildings or maybe on poles in front, explaining who, what, when, where was there that made Derby what it is. And they'll be publicly financed in terms of buildings that belong to the city. And all the initial ones were city projects, okay? The Sterling Opera House, the historic Birmingham Green, Derby Public Library, and one you probably don't even know where it is, the Brian Dennehy Bridge. Those plaques were installed on May 13th. No. Okay, probably the only one here that does. No. In any case, we're working in probably every 3 or 4 months over the next couple of years, we'll be installing more. The private ones will be asking groups to fund their own. For example, I'm chairman of the Derby Neck Library. We're going to pay for a plaque to put on our building. Hmm. There are several others, I'm not going to mention tonight, but they're in the works. We've got developers that Rogers talked to. We've got three developers already who have said, as their buildings go up, they will put historic signage at the end. So when this celebration is over, there'll be a lasting monument, historical and educational, for the people of Derby, so they won't forget the past. And we've got a great past. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just can't see it right now. People forget it. So that project is already underway. As I say, it will continue until May 13th, 2025.
Derby's birthday.
So that, I just want to tell you that, the celebration technically is already underway, or the lead up to it. So,
do you have a picture of that you want to show one of your plaques? Your own house is having.
Well, I've got a small, but if you go to the old Derby website, if you can bring that up, you can show it.
The buildings and they're registered, you have to get permission to put them up?
Well, if the city buildings, we get the city permission. Okay. Any of the others, will be approaching the owners of the building.
Okay.
They'll have to give permission.
From the National Register, that's what I was going to have a couple.
I don't know. You'd have to ask each of the property owners. Okay. So again, that was to leave a lasting legacy beyond just a week or two, even though, again, what they did for the 300th was just fabulous. It really was.
It was spectacular.
2 weeks. I was in the play.
What did they do?
I can send you a book.
We're gonna watch the excerpts, the 300, 1970.
I've got a PDF of the booklet with all the activities. I can send you, and you can share that with everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that's the best way to talk about it. You can go and see. There was something every day. The schools were involved. In fact, I think we had 3 days where there was no school, or half days of school.
There was dances, there was fireworks. They didn't leave anything out. Everybody dressed to the area.
It was very well done. Fireworks every night after the play. The biggest parade in the history of the city of Derby.
Really?
Firemen were a big part of that. I mean, it was very well done. And there was another celebration at the 325th, which you wouldn't expect to be what the 300th was, but it was still pretty well done.
Ladies, you want to talk about what you remember? Because really, hopefully more. But
we were seniors in high school at that point, so there was a lot. Mark and Virginia, there was a lot going on in the high school. Like they said, they were. All the guys, all the male teachers grew beards.
Yeah.
The teachers dressed up as Marty Kromick. Mr. Kromick dressed up as he was dressing up daily. And we did have a lot of events in school. I honestly don't remember what they were, but.
But you had events on Ryan Field too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're right.
Can't hear.
The Republic Library probably has it. You know, I have it. I didn't be a copy here someplace.
Would you mind checking the volume?
It was also smaller.
You could hear when you face the mic at people who's speaking. If it's not facing the person who's speaking, you can't hear.
Yeah. Did you not see your phone, right? We've seen you. Okay. Hopefully everybody heard that.
Not fine. ask Christine Boulay.
Yeah.
It's about the 300th book. And okay. If not, Jack's got it online, he says. It's, you know, well, yeah.
electronicvalley.org/survey. That's how all the Valley Times got on the internet.
Now, is that?
Well, they're going to check the history course.
Yeah, you can dress for your Yeah, well, it's, you know, but it's kept up as a
And every time I see something on there, I reference Jack. You know, that way we'll see too, something else. Yeah, and it's, there's a whole bunch of Derby history on there. He's got, it's called a history quiz. Go back and check what's called the archives and take a look at all the history Derby has. I don't believe it. People won't believe how much history.
You have to turn the computer to yourself if you're talking. Right.
Okay, it's a brochure at the Derby Neck Library. It's in the reference room, and it describes what happens each day of, I think it was a 300th, and it was extraordinary. It was like a full schedule all day and night each day. And so what we did when we were looking at trying to create a general framework of what we could bring forward to our 350th, we looked at that. We said, oh, we think we can bring this forward. Like, for instance, there was a museum, I want to say, and it was an Indian museum, and it could have been in Osborndale, but correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. Osborndale, the village. And some of them, but also we have as part of our at the city hall.
And
we were looking specifically to have kind of a small empirical cabinet. You know, what you see in a dining room. And it would hold the Derby items that were manufactured here. And I know that the Derby Historical Society has a lot of archives, like, but City Hall should have that too, especially if Derby Day is being held in this vicinity. Derby Historical is Ansonia. So anyway, when I was looking at these brochures, I was thinking, what can we bring forward? And the museum came to mind. So I'm just putting that out there. But
also, if you're doing research, check out the library. Dr. Christine, I believe she has a photo album of photographs from that era. And as a matter of fact, anybody here from that time, you want to get with her because she's trying to identify people in the photographs. I went through the book and tried to identify as many as I could. But so that's something else you might want to research if you have, if you're able to do that.
You know, some of them. He's the one, but I don't
know. I'm sorry, Susan, I can't hear.
Don't worry, you're taking notes. Because it's an imperfect system we have right here.
No, I know, but it's not an imperfect system. You need a recording of the meeting to maintain a record because this is a public meeting, so you need
to. Mark, thank you. Wish you were here.
I am here.
Yeah. He is here. But I mean, aren't you usually like with your equipment or your phone helping?
No. Only if I know about the meeting ahead that it was going to be Zoom and vote.
Oh, because we sent you the agenda. Okay. Anyway,
also, if I may, if this is
I don't know, maybe portion, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. I'm listening. We're listening. Hello? Where'd he go?
Maybe he's coming up.
Yeah, he should. He should. We need his help. This thing is kind of cumbersome. I know. They were little. They were. Yeah. Oh, we did. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear us? You speak loud. You might not be able to hear me or someone. I know. Well, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the senior center. Well, Dawn's here and can help us recruit with that wherever she. Here you are, Dawn. Did you hear all that?
No, I didn't hear a lot of it.
Oh, I know.
But I am planning on trying to get the seniors involved anyway.
Yeah, because like Mark was saying, you know, right now we have the class of 75 and 76 who remember a lot about the 300th. But the oldsters, and shouldn't the seniors? They, you know, they are all those seniors really have good memories. They're using the phones. So if they could have input on this too. They
right.
have more to offer. So we have meetings scheduled lined up for the, I don't know, I want to say like the next 2 years, and we'll make sure that we go to town on publicizing all of that.
Yeah, stuff at the senior center too, so that they'll all know about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I forget, because I just remembered, I heard the date of May 25th. How was that? Was that near? Is it happened to be near Memorial Day? When's Memorial Day then?
Well,
Mark,
we just wanted to do a ballpark.
Well, but that that is Memorial, the Sunday of Memorial Weekend, which I would probably say is probably not a good time to do it.
No, we did not plan it to have it on the 25th. We're simply saying it is May 25th. For those that don't know, and then we have to plan around all of that. So, May 25th of 20, or not May, I'm sorry, May 13th of 2025 is Derby's birthday, right? And it, and we have to, we looked at that calendar of 2025 and we knew that we're going to have to work around people's schedules and we also, and the weekends, we also knew that if we wanted to have, you know, a couple of days of Derby's 350 celebration, then those days have to be planned very particularly. So it's all wide open right now. There's nothing in concrete for May 13th, 2025 celebration, other than the fact that we know, we don't even know if we're having a 1 day celebration, 2, 3 day. We would aim for a couple of days because it's so special. And from what we've looked at and viewing the old videos of the 300th, we want to honor that, at least some of us do. Tonight, we were going to look at excerpts of the 300th. Sure. Yeah. Right. No, it's true. Did everybody hear that? This is why we're looking for a team for the planning, because it can be very successful if we take in the whole picture of the entire city. There's graduations going on. There's the holidays going on. There's a lot, and there's a lot to be thankful for, but we don't want to, you know, tread on any, and yet still too, we're celebrating the 350, the 75th, the 125th. It's there's a lot, so we're going to need a logistics person for sure. And when we talk about appointing people, and people who would chair certain committees like research or logistics. I mean, we're really serious. That whole thing is already laid out in a separate attachment, which we can generate that for everybody. We didn't want to get into specifics too much, but as you can hear, it's going to take a tremendous amount of, I don't know what the team was that planned the 300th. I can't even imagine that because that was tremendous. Again, our research person, that'll be really fun to look at that actually. Do you hear that? Jack said he would put this wonderful reference book on the 350. It's published book, published online. Yeah. What was it about the size?
No.
Oh, you know who has? Oh, wait. Doesn't Walt Matthew have that book? I know. Can I talk?
Just now, you know.
Yeah. Would you? I thought I saw that book. Yeah. This is. Did you? See, this book is not what we're talking about, the 350 book. And then the book I have in my hand is Images of America Derby, which was sold to the Derby Historical Society. And that, I haven't looked at it in a couple of years. My house is actually in it. But Mark
was also a then and now. And now, yeah, when he took pictures then, and they compared it to the present day pictures at the time that book was published. Again, the Derby Historical Society has them. Actually, they're in a bookstore. You can actually buy them in a bookstore.
That's okay. So, folks, as you can hear, there's a tremendous amount of wonderful history, and it's all about organizing it and, working with all the entities. And that's going to be the challenging but fun part, too, coming together to do all of that. Now, I think we were going to be looking at if everyone's looking at their agenda, we had plans to view portions of the 300th celebration on YouTube. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at that? Okay. So has any other than Mark, Roger, did you see it?
I saw it.
What time is it right now? Okay. We're already 36 in. Okay. Who did? Dawn? Oh.
I saw it.
It was rich, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun, and it was a couple of weeks, right, of activities.
That's what I recall, at least a week. Mm-hmm. It was tremendous. We're going to take that time, but before we do that, I just want to ask, I want to make sure that Al gets a chance to talk, because he may or may not have to cut out early. It was a big question mark before, and are you sure? Because we're going to kind of drag this. Can everybody stay?
By 7.
Oh, seven. Yeah. Okay, so that's 20 minutes. Yeah. Well, let's just look at the agenda real quick. Franny, did you have anything? Are you from Derby?
No,
sorry to put you on the spot. I'm from Stanford, Ansonia.
I'm from Ansonia.
Are you? Well, that's good. So, hey. You guys probably have memories too. Dawn, do you have a memory?
Well, I was kind of back and forth between Ansonia and North Carolina. My parents were in two different areas, but my home base was always Ansonia. I graduated in 82.
Now, do you have memories of the Derby's 300th or 325th?
Not at all, no. This is the first
time. You do it your own. That's okay. Well, you guys have your own thing to bring, and after all, Ansonia is the home of the Derby Historical Society, and there's a reason for that. Mark? Was it all Birmingham?
Huh. Well, he's still there. If you go to the Farrell Building in Ansonia, you'll see there's letters missing because they used to say Farrell Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So everybody assumes that was part of Birmingham. It's actually part of Farrell's. So that's, I think that's where the confusion came in. Birmingham is just a small borough of Derby. and Derby is the proper. And Derby covered quite a bit of the valley.
Ansonia was Derby. As a matter of fact, they used to call it. And in Derby. England, they still call it Derby.
Even though it's spelled Derby.
He's poor me again.
You remember?
So keep that in mind if you see people talking like Darby. Good day, mistress, and stuff like that.
A lot of the towns in the area are named after English towns.
Mm-hmm.
I was working here, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was looking up City of Derby's website, but I got the City of Derby's not here, but and the people, the amount of people, I was like, wow, there's how many people?
Classes. And when I set the website up, it was, Derby, class of 76, blah, blah, blah. Well, I was getting people to contact me. I had no idea what they're talking about. Come to find out, they were from Derby, Kansas, Derby, England, stuff like that. So I changed it. So our website says, Derby, Connecticut. But then I suggested it to other people who would set up their website. Make sure you can put Derby, Connecticut, or CT.
Now, see, that's the other thing, too, as far as logistics go. Are we doing a specific website, a specific Facebook site for this? Because so people can go, look, keep up, update it. We can keep adding, as we go forward. I'm willing to do something like that, but I think it needs to be done. So just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 15 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
Also focusing on Derby 2025 itself. What's going on there? Not just history, but what's happening there?
If I may, I can add something to that because I just heard, and this is not being politics, but there was an announcement. If Donald Trump gets back in, he's planning on doing a year-long celebration for United States because their birthday is in 76. So what he wants to do, starting on Memorial Day in 2025, go the whole year. So if that happens, that'd be great because we can find out what kind of events are going on and piggyback off of that. Because he's looking to contact governors to try to get the governors to do something. So that could be easy work for us. But I'm just letting you know that was out there. You may not have heard it. I just heard it today. So keep that in mind. There's other things that are going to be going on during that time period. Yeah.
So Roger is saying, and Mark enhanced that, is that when we do our website or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on our planning committee for the 350, that we will both bring forward the past and keep the present. Because there's so much going on, so much excitement going on. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a hair salon down the street. My something, so right on Minerva. Thank you. Okay. Ian said More Than Hair. More Than Hair is on Minerva Street, a business by a young female entrepreneur. And we had met initially before the pandemic. She was giving out gift certificates to the senior center, Dawn. Christine probably remembered wanting the seniors to come and enjoy her facility and get their haircuts. Anyway, after that, I never saw her again, one, because of the pandemic, but two, I never saw her there. So today I just happened to see the lights on. I ran in there and I was hugging her saying, I can't believe you're back. She's so happy she survived the pandemic. But she had also hem-hawed about whether to stay and keep business in Derby. And finally, she arrived at the decision to stay. And the reasons she told me were that she was getting feedback from clients, feedback from her lawyer, feedback from friends in Trumbull and Shelton saying that, Derby's got things going on, we're popping, and that she decided it would be a great thing to stay and be part of all this excitement with the revitalization. So what are we going to see in 2 years from now? It could be even more and even better if we keep the momentum up. So I was I was happy to hear that. I want to pass that along as encouragement to all our local businesses and, you know, even to our own planning committee. And so anybody else have anything? Because we were going to discuss specifics on people that are here representing their entities and how they see their part in the 350th planning. We can do that now because we really don't have time for the video for Fran if you've got to leave. But,
I live in Melbourne.
The only reason why I bring it up, the firemen have it actually started on Route 34, and you'll see that in the video.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, if you get a chance to go see the photo album Christine Boulay has at the public library, I think this picture's back then.
You're listening to Mark Anthony Izzo speak, who is, he was a docent with the Derby Historical Society. He is an actor. What do you have? What's that card you have, that actor's card? You did. You have one. Okay, Screen Guild or something. Mark's been in a lot. He's played parts in a lot of movies, current and past. Yeah, you have. And also, he's born and raised in Derby, so he's passionate about it. So now I think what we're going to do is open up to the people that actually want to celebrate with us because of their specific anniversaries. And we can start with, we should go ladies first. Because Al keeps saying he can stay. So I know, we don't give him a minute. Okay, so Al's gonna take it. Al Kniper, representing East End Hose Company 3. Did I say it right?
So our 75th, is actually in the spring also. We were thinking about doing a couple events, but we wanted to try to do something with the city. We were thinking a parade. Right now it's just myself and two other people trying to start organizing on our end. There's two different types of parades that we could do. There's like your typical Memorial Day parade. Then there's also a parade with the Connecticut Parade Marshals. And that would bring out a lot more fire departments. Typically in the area here, you usually have Bethany and Beacon Falls around their carnival times. The thing with that is there's a whole after parade party. And so we would have to figure out somewhere to do that. Usually there's food, drinks, entertainment, things like that, where with the regular type parade, everybody just goes home. Convention is in September, and it's going to be in Orange because it's Orange's 100th. Yeah, it's Orange's 100th anniversary that year for their fire department.
Yeah, Mark, hold on.
Yep, the carnival. BJ's is located.
Wasn't there a lot of the celebrations on the field?
The play was every night. It was called a spectacular.
Yeah.
And you'll see some of that. Whoever gets a chance to watch that video, which I recommend, I think you'll see some of it there as well. I remember the carnival at the BJ's lot because that was the old driver back then. It was nothing. I might have been the whole valley because at 76 we were the 100th class to graduate from Derby High School, class of 76.
Oh.
Well, it was the national holiday, so right. National birthday. So right. There was probably that I don't remember, even though
I remember that. Yeah,
I remember more of the 75th, 1975 during the new century than I do a 76. Yeah.
The parade with a lot of the fire companies and that kind of stuff, somewhere to end it.
Yeah.
Where could they go that's large enough, you know, where we had, now we have Derby football field, but I'm not sure that that would be the place to be. No, but it's the largest area. Yeah, well, we're here. Where are you going to put all the bodies?
Do we know what's happening?
Because
you still got a whole bunch of property back there. It's all cleared out.
Well, my big dream was O'Sullivan Island, but the parking would be such a nightmare. But that's such a laid out. We talked. Somebody was talking about a shuttle bus. Who was that brilliant person? Besides you. We're talking about locations to have an after parade that I was just picking up. Anymore?
That's it for now. I can type everything up, like what we would need for contacts. Obviously, we're going to have to get on board with the police department, public works, and then we can figure out what kind of break we want to do.
Funding for the
obviously, I would try to like for trophies, things like that. Obviously, I wouldn't, the fire company wouldn't be able to pay in overtime, public works, PD, or anything like that. We have a very limited budget for ourselves anyway. But for like if we do the parade with the parade marshal, we could be able to cover all the trophies and things like that.
How do the parades work nowadays? Who pays for the police and most of them march in a parade anyway? So they're
I can see if anybody that I'm familiar with is still on the Derby Shelton Memorial Day parade. And I could check with them. And then we can go from there.
We're not really totally prepared to talk about budgets, but we put it on the agenda because, you know, it has to be dealt with. You know, some committees and commissions, they have funds or there's funds buried somewhere that they somehow access. You know, we hear about, like, for instance, the Sterling Opera House. Do you remember that there was like nothing that in the initial meetings we were at, it didn't seem like there was anything and we were discussing grants. And I'm not representing the Sterling Opera House Commission whatsoever, but when I attended those initial meetings, there was no concept of how we would get things off the ground. And then somehow or another, we learned, I know what it was, another administration, I guess starting with,
It was our group, Dave R. Sterling.
Okay, Mark knows.
We raised the money. Being talks, being discussed, and how it can be distributed. So there's no information on that yet.
But yet the funds. Right. No, that wasn't my point. My point was that the funds somehow appeared. Like they were unaware.
Yeah, the funds are right now located at Valley Community Foundation. There is a fund there, the created one. We were getting old, falling apart. So we the money that we raised was prudent enough to put in one of the foundation funds, right? And some of us still around, like probably six of us still active. And we know of the new group, and we're in discussions with them. So it's not really proper to talk about what's going on there.
Because how do we know that, well, Jack's not here, or Boyd, you're here, but how do we know that other groups didn't put funds away in anticipation of a 350? Yeah. Well, point. We're jumping around a little bit on this agenda, but we are covering each topic, and we kind of digressed because we were talking about the parade and funding for that, the feasibility of getting funds or how that would work. And so now we're discussing grants, and our economic developer is here. Who knows a lot about grants, and that's actually things he's got going on right now and other events. So here.
Well, there's a couple of very big grants we're after right now. One is for the total renovation of the parking garage, and that's about a $10 million project. It's redecking all the floors, and the steelwork needs redoing. In the grant, we've included adding a fourth floor roof, so it now becomes a 12-month usable parking garage instead of, you know, it can't be used really in the winter because it's
yeah, I know, I worked there.
And included in that is actually putting a solar on the roof.
Which what?
Solar panels right across the roof.
Gotcha.
So it generates income and it creates more parking income. That's got to be submitted at the end of this month, so we're working on that. We just did complete a grant for renovating the bridge on the Greenway. And as you probably know, that bridge is in bad repair. And in the same grant application, we have included putting solar lighting all the way around the Greenway. Because we can't trench into the levee because the Corps of Engineers doesn't allow that. But you can put solar lighting, which will be triggered by daylight or motion or both. So it would increase the sort of security and safety. And some of those lights will have security cameras built in. So it'll be using Wi-Fi. It can't use external power. So those are two grants that are actually active right now. The one for the Greenway is about $1.5 million. And those are already being submitted. And the award, I mean, it's a pretty competitive, every community in the state is going after it. The award is next month in July, so we'll know. And the solar lights can be achieved and they can be bought from China, Germany, or from North Brantford, because I set up a high tech company there, and that's the company that could actually put doing this. So, those are the active ones. There are a lot of grants going on. We have a grant writer who's basically her job is to know what grants are going on. So, you know, what we would do is sort of say, this is what we want to do. What are the best fits?
Okay.
Have certain things in mind. What are the best fits for the grant? I mean, there are all kinds of grants that are coming from the historical side. There's grants that are related to sort of parks and making them more accessible to trails and all kinds.
Well, my little bit of knowledge about grant writing, when I work with the Valley Community Foundation, we didn't go far because we all decided not to write a grant, but typically, monies are available when you blend in diversity. And since we're talking about history for the 350, celebrating that and celebrating music, and the Cultural Commission has been very involved with diversity. We're talking about murals now. We've had the international fashion shows. We've had the flag raising stuff. If we could write into the grant that we will be addressing diversity and, you know, that MLK, what is that called? It's black. It's not a plaque. It's just a mural, right?
Yeah.
He said, okay, so if that's up and running, then we don't know how long it's going to take, but we will be celebrating this. I'm going to make a note on that, and then we could have your grant writer. What's her name? Natasha?
No.
Oh, it's not. Oh, what is it?
And then you.
Now and you. Right. So we can look forward to that as a possibility. Is the time good for her?
6 o'clock.
That's fantastic. These meetings we've scheduled ahead many for the next 2 years, crazy as it sounds, we have to always on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. I think so once a month. Once a month, and then as we get towards like 6 months from the celebration. So we can get those out, but there'll always be Tuesdays at 6 o'clock if that works for everybody in the past, so that would be great. So that was funding, and we listened to Kyle. Ladies, did you really get a chance to talk about your? We've got now, we just listened to Roger discuss grant possibilities, and we've got the class of 75, Derby High School, class of 75. And you would never guess. Huh? Oh, that's you. I know. I saw little kids. Well, you were seniors then, right? Were you in those red and whites cheerleading? I saw them. I saw you. Oh, I saw you. Hear that? Okay. We're talking to the former color guards and majorettes of Derby High School. They wish to represent. Oh, wait. Oh, let's hold off for a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Come on, beauties.
What do you want?
Yeah. Over here. Yeah.
Maybe something historical.
Okay.
What about that truth and thing? There you are.
Okay.
Cool.
What?
Okay, folks, we are doing a group photo, and don't worry, you're all welcome to come for the next one. Roger, can you get in there? Chest up, tummy's in.
Where do you see it?
Oh, right there.
Sure.
Me?
I can.
You see Mark?
Yep. Mark Unzel.
Thanks.
That's the
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Aw, why are you coming home to bubble bath and prime rib or what? Come on now. Franny, thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you guys. Roger, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, good, we're night. Just going to watch the 350 now. I mean, the 300th. We're the 350. We are watching ourselves too. Bye. Hey, Franny had to leave.
I'm going to have to go too. The battery's about to die on my daughter's computer.
Probably mine too. Hey, listen, everybody, for your information right now, we're going to be watching the 350. But before we do that, we better talk about respect. We 300th, I'm sorry. We are the 350. Before we do that, we didn't talk about item G, prospective commission and appointment considerations. There isn't much to talk about because we are brand new. We did reference it briefly that we would have to set up right away, you know, research committees and logistics committees. This will be expanded further, but we did touch upon it. And the next meeting, did anybody see, Roger, do you recall? I sent out that more detailed agenda. You probably don't have it on you. Yeah, because I didn't. We will publish the next coming meetings, but they're once a month on Tuesdays, probably at the beginning of the month. So we touched upon that. And I think that gets us right to our YouTube. We're going to watch the 300th celebration of YouTube. Yeah, I think we scheduled for the next. Mark is, which is discussing July's meeting. I think we set it for after July 4th on a Tuesday. On the 11th, people are saying. And that sounds about right to me. 6 o'clock on the 11th. I know. That does ring a bell. Do you hear that? We'll be together. You know that. You remember all that? It's amazing. Okay, Mark was saying that July 10th is coming, or Isaac Hall's birthday, and that's an important man in Derby. Okay, so for those of you who are at home, you can enjoy the YouTube version of Derby's 300th birthday celebration. It's a one-hour video. It's just beautiful and fantastic. Many people have seen it, and others like myself are still looking at it, enjoying it, and trying to filter it and process it all. But that's what we're going to be doing right now, and hopefully you'll be watching us watch that. Hopefully my laptop battery will hold. I wonder, Roger, do you think we should officially adjourn the meeting now? So that we... Okay. All right, so... Okay, we'll just be another 15. I think we're just going to adjourn. We're just going to see excerpts of the 300th anyway, because it's fascinating. We're going to adjourn the meeting now. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Mark first, Dan second. And so we will adjourn at 7:05 p.m. That's pretty good. And folks, minutes will be uploaded, not right away, of course. And you will also be able to watch this video again, just to, you know, update yourselves, and then we'll be publishing the next meeting date, which was July 11th. So anyway, thank you very, very much for tuning in. Thank you for those who are going to tune in later. And thank you, everybody here. It's pretty heartwarming to be this organized already. But we also know cognitively there's tons of work ahead, but I think we'll do well with the support that we have so far. So thank you, and thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Are you done? It's 7:06 p.m.